My job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge and at least once a day retiring to the men's room so I can jerk off while I fantasize about a life that doesn't so closely resemble hell.
The biggest act of eco-terrorism in U.S. history, a fire deliberately set on the night of August 1st, 2003, that destroyed this nearly completed $23 million apartment complex just outside San Diego, a fire set to protest urban sprawl.
It was the biggest fire I have ever responded to as a firefighter.
By the time the fire burned itself out the next morning, all that remained was a 12-foot-long banner that read, "If you build it, we will burn it." Also on the banner was the acronym ELF.
When you saw that banner, what went through your mind?
I knew I had a problem.
A problem because he knew what ELF stood for, the Earth Liberation Front, the most radical fringe of the environmental movement. It's the same group that set 9 simultaneous fires across the Vail Mountain Ski Resort in 1998 to protest its expansion, causing $12 million in damage. And the same group that left SUV dealerships across America looking like scenes from the Sunni Triangle, their way of protesting the gas-guzzling habits of American car buyers.
License, registration, insurance.
Sure.
It's a rental car.
Registration and rental agreement.
That's the rental agreement?
Where are you from?
Germany.
You know what the speed limit is here, you Germany boy?
I didn't really get it yet.
Then why are you driving in my country? Why are you driving if you're not paying attention to the speed limit?
It's 70.
It's 70 miles an hour. Then why are you going 98?
I was just following another
car. Don't follow any other cars. And let me give you a little hint. You weren't following nobody.
Okay.
I was right in front of you. You were leading the pack. This ain't the Autobahn. You understand that?
I got that part.
You know what happens to nice little boys like you that have to go to jail for reckless driving? Ass will be hurting for a month.
Okay, I get what you...
7377, first up.
I suggest you slow down and do 70. Or you
happen.
Will
yep.
get violated.
It won't happen again.
I am Jack's complete lack of surprise.
Went to that tenderloin. There's nothing tender about that motherfucker at all. That shit was rough. The opposite of tender. I have never seen crack smoke so casually before. These niggas was sitting in front of Starbucks smoking crack and drinking coffee. I said, this is off the hook. Talking about politics. I seen one crackhead trying to break into somebody's car, man, and it struck a chord with me. I tried to stop him. I said, hey! And he looked back and saw me and said, oh, keep an eye out. I said, nigga, that was me that said that. I'm trying to help you. I want this shit to stop. Crackheads are like that. I had a crackhead break my car window one time. Broke it! You know what he stole? Fucking candy bar I had lying on the seat. That's all he took. The goddamn candy bar. I was so mad. I drove around the neighborhood for 5 hours looking for a crackhead with chocolate on his face. I did that. I finally found when I grabbed that motherfucker. I said, hey, man, what's all this chocolate on your face, motherfucker? He looked confused. Chocolate? This is doo-doo, baby. I said, ah! Oh, man. Place is insane.
Happy fucking ending.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Hello, show.
Hello.
We're broadcasting live from Albuquerque.
Yeah, on Blog Talk Radio from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Kentucky. Or some fucking state with a similar name.
You know, this is actually under the war category on Blog Talk Radio.
War category? I know all about World War II, one, and the Civil War in Vietnam, and I'm inhaling, like...
And also cartoon rig.
Cartoon rig.
And smurf rig.
It's next styrofoam orgy in small apartment. It's make hungry.
I make very much ejaculate spoonage in mouthage.
Is make eat?
Is make eat in yeast.
Yes.
It makes me nipple very hard.
I see that.
But anyhow, yeah.
It makes fart very fluffy.
With fluffy things in mouth, very
fluffy,
nice.
Look,
fluffy things in mouth,
look,
very much
look,
like.
Is it in mouth, and later, another time, it's like.
Yeah.
It's like
burns. It's like. Flatulent butterfly. Yeah.
Flatulent butterfly. It is a man from the UK. We're here. And
also,
how do we sing a hair? What is her name? Something.
You're up, I guess.
We sing a flatulent butterfly.
Okay.
Wow. You came to the horse store and you're looking for a bottom bunk. And I was no bottom bunk.
I want to leave the smoke.
Bring him out here.
No.
You want to make
passionate
love to Bubble
Smurf? I want to make passionate love to Bubble Smurf.
No, make love, you rapage.
It's wait.
I have ejaculate in hair.
On bottom bunk only.
Bottom bunk only, yeah. Otherwise it rained down like a smurfage, like...
It's inconvenient.
A smurfage like a rainstorm from hell.
I hit Papa Smurf away, so...
Did you put him on the ball,
it was a very vile scene. It was like Nicolas Cage 8mm vile type scenario. It was pretty rough.
Very violent.
Yes.
I'm here from the UK. I have $20.
Uh-huh.
What do you intend to do with the $20? Get a happy fucking ending?
Quinn.
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 No.
No, Quinn. Anthony.
Oh.
She's got.
She's American and $6. They're pounds of Quinn.
She has 20 Anthony Quinn.
I got 20 Quinn cakes. Can I get a bottom book?
Can I get a bottom book with 20 Anthony Quinns? Stand by.
And we will have bottom bunkies right page. Fully explicit on stage.
On the stage, you had a, I guess you could call it an affinity for crayons. And she really revved my engine, Lindsay Thomas. Lindsay Erin Thomas is a semi-reclusive, omnivorous, desert-dwelling mammal. She is also the artist formerly known as Panifesto's Porntastic Funhouse. She was probably on her way to becoming a famous photographer, but unfortunately, she left her camera at a bus stop in Tampa, Florida, after we got married. Her new camera is a Walmart Vivitar brand model and a real piece of crap. Now as a part of the Red Fez team, or formerly of the Red Fez team, she plans on making her millions as a poetry editor instead. She's also the editor-in-chief, as well as the sole contributor to the Journal of the Food Stamp Jet Set. Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Thomas.
Pretty much all lies. I quit writing already. But I'm here to talk about why I'm not a writer anymore. I'm not a writer. The only reason I'm even here today is so people can take unflattering pictures of me while I'm hungover and bloated. Somebody is blackmailing me. They're threatening to put naked pictures of my grandmother on the internet. And I'll read to you the contents of my secret personal diary live on stage, and subject myself to ridicule by my enemies, and prove to my friends that I really am more interesting while I'm drunk. I'm here today to talk about how I write things on scraps of paper and throw them in the garbage immediately sometimes, and sometimes only after hoarding them in someone else's garage for several years. Sometimes, after a full moon, you can find pages from my diary wadded up in front of the San Felipe Church in Old Town after I run there at full speed at midnight to confess my sins. Writing has done nothing for my life but get me in trouble. Because of literacy, I have defaulted on $60,000 worth of student loans. I wonder why Southwest Airlines probably doesn't give me a good reference. I think it was probably the 3-page single-spaced letters to corporate about why so-and-so is a fucking asshole and how I don't want to talk about my tits in the break room. Everyone knows that talking about tits in the break room is inappropriate unless it is regarding shift trades to facilitate the co-worker's boob job. I'm not a writer anymore, but I am going to be an artist, I think. I got a lot of inspiration when I used to work in special ed with children with emotional problems and behavior disorders. And this is one that you've all probably heard before, because I haven't written very many poems. It's called Harold and the Black Cradle of Destruction. He said, "If I were an artist, I'd draw a picture of a flower with his head cut off. If only I had a box of Crayola 24s, I'd draw unicorns with their horns cut off, spewing rainbows of blood from the severed nubs, and babies crying. I would draw hard industrial things with soft waxy crayons and hot pink serrated dildos, burnt sienna vaginas, and atomic tangerine penises. I wish I had a box of crayons, especially a red one. A wax zombie apocalypse would take the entire Disney kingdom. Mickey Mouse splattered in red, entrails hanging from out of his mouth. A derailed roller coaster, children screaming, I'd capture them mid-air. With my blue Crayola, I would draw a tsunami. And with the red, or with the yellow, the flash before nuclear winter. And with the black one, I would draw a toothbrush mustache on your face." And here's one more. This is also an old one. "I want mascara to run. I want it to rain today. I hope that the weather messes up your hair. and that the wind blows the tablecloths off of 100 outdoor weddings, and that at least one golfer is struck by lightning, and that several people have to buy new shoes. I hope that the T-Mobile and the Sprint cell phone towers are knocked out for several hours, and that the internet is unavailable as well, leaving countless men with blue balls after they're unable to finish sex addicts left unsatiated by yet unfulfilled Craigslist casual encounters. I was thinking about selling some of my artwork to the audience, but I realized that you guys are all writers, so I canceled the art show as well. So I gotta go.
Rape is, I love that some people apply to that. Needless to say, rape, the most heinous crime imaginable.
Yeah.
Seems, it's a comic dream, though. Because it seems when you do rape jokes that, like, the material is so dangerous and edgy. And the truth is, it's like the safest area to talk about in comedy. That's the trick. Because who's going to complain about a rape joke? Rape victims? They don't even report rape. I mean, they're traditionally not complainers. Like, the worst maybe thing that could happen is, and this would, I would feel terrible, like, after a show, maybe somebody comes up to you and is like, look, I'm a victim of rape. And as a victim of rape, I just want to say I thought that joke was inappropriate and insensitive and totally my fault. And I am so... right. Let's take them down a notch. They've had it too good for too long. Am I right? Obviously, not that I need to backtrack and qualify this, I think you all know me by now, but obviously no woman is asking to be raped. You know, I do think there are some women who are asking to be motorboated.
Mark Lemon. He's never tried Charmin. Watch me get him. I got it. I got it. I got it.
I got it.
What is it? That's Charmin. Haven't you ever tried it?
No. Is it soft? squeeze it.
It is soft.
And
cushiony.
And
squeezable.
Gotcha.
Charmin. The squeezing gets you. The softness keeps you.
Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard?
Can you cut it?
Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard?
Cut it. Cut it.
Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard? Can you cut the mustard?
Cut it.
You got a buttermouth, buttercup, butter buns, butter up, black hanky, straight shot, no wrinkle, flame hot, tongue teaser, old geezer, shrimp pizza, fridge freezer, kitchen cleaner, cherry picker, soup sipper, lily dipper, hoop snake, double header, flip flop, 69er, dairy farmer, cream of the crop, got rich, don't stop, don't stop. Slippery dick, this is the fish in the Atlantic.
Choose washing machines, cars, compact disc players and electrical tin openers. Choose good health, low cholesterol and dental insurance. Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose a starter home. Choose your friends. Choose leisure wear and matching luggage. Choose a three-piece suite on hire purchase and a range of fucking fabrics. Choose DIY and wondering who the fuck you are on a Sunday morning. Choose sitting on that couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing fucking junk food into your mouth. Choose rotting away at the end of it all, pissing your last in a miserable home, nothing more than an embarrassment to the selfish, fucked up brats that you've spawned to replace yourselves. Choose your future. Choose life.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero.